Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Florence Preedom. How are you?
Yes, hi, my name is Florence Preedom. I'm good, thank you.
We're on the right bank of Bordeaux.
Right bank of Bordeaux, Saint-André-de-Cubzac, in a town near Bordeaux, 25 kilometers from Bordeaux. Saint-André-de-Cubzac.
And you make wines here, Appellation Contrôlée Bordeaux.
Appellation Bordeaux.
Everything's Appellation Bordeaux?
Yes, Bordeaux Supérieur for the reds and Bordeaux for white and rosé.
Ah, lovely, lovely. And how long have you been here for?
I bought the property 13 years ago.
13 years ago. So quite brave getting into to wine.
It's a new life. It's a challenge for me. It's not My first choice in life, but it's a new life for me.
Yeah, yeah. And what were you doing beforehand?
Before, I worked for Marie Brizard Company. Do you know Marie Brizard Company? They make liquor, Marie Brizard, anises.
Oh, okay.
And yes.
Okay.
So I was first in liquors before in wine.
Okay. So you're in liquor, then you moved over to wine, so and you've been here 13 years. So I've just tasted a couple of your wines, mm-hmm. and probably the weird thing for me was that the white wine, AC Bordeaux, so normally you expect wine, great varieties of Sauvignon, Semillon, and Muscadel, but it wasn't, was it?
It's a blend of Sauvignon Gris and Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
And Sauvignon Gris, it's a choice. I really want to taste another style of white wine because we find a lot of Sauvignon Blanc in Bordeaux, but not enough Sauvignon Gris. So I think it's a new style of white Bordeaux.
Okay. And are you allowed to call it Appellation Contrôlée Bordeaux with Sauvignon Gris in it?
Yes, yes. We can make it with Sauvignon Gris, a little part of Sauvignon Gris.
Okay.
To add something new, something more fruity and more sweet, maybe in the flavor.
Yeah, because you don't, Sauvignon Gris isn't a very common grape variety. It's one of those grape varieties you don't see.
No,
a lot
it's
of.
Not a very common variety in Bordeaux.
No, and well, in the world really as well.
Yes,
in France
yes,
a wee bit, yeah. But not.
Maybe it's because it's hard to work Sauvignon Gris because you have really to harvest it before it rots, because it's very sensible to rot. It's,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
So you pick it quite early. So does that make it very...
We have to look every day and to decide, yes, it's okay now. We
yeah.
have to wait.
Really? And what is it? Mildew? Powdery mildews? Or?
Yes, mildew. And no, mildew, it's before. It's just on leaves. And it's very, very... It's in the first... part of the production, but at the end of the production it's rots on berries.
Yeah, okay. And it's not like botrytis where it's actually not, quite good.
No, it's not the good botrytis. To make a dry white, you don't have to find botrytis in your berries.
Yeah. So Sauvignon Gris, what does it do to the blend? What does it give you? Because your wine's 50% Sauvignon Blanc, Sauvignon Gris.
It gives different aromas, more exotic aromas, I think.
Okay.
More sweet.
Yeah. And how much have you got planted of Sauvignon Gris?
I planted 2 years ago, and it's half hectare.
Half hectare.
Yes, it's a small part of my vineyard, but it's important to have it.
Yeah. Is there any other white grape varieties you could have planted if you wanted to, apart from the big three?
Yes, it's possible for me to have Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, Muscadel, but I don't want to increase white vines in my property, just a little bit to have these wines to make discover to people and to taste.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to produce a lot of whites.
Yeah.
Yes.
Apart from those three, though, and Sauvignon Gris, is there any other grape varieties you could have planted and still have Appellation Contrôlée Bordeaux? Like, for example, could you have planted Chardonnay?
No. If you plant Chardonnay, you make wine for table wine, and no more AOC.
Yeah.
It's important for us to have the appellation Bordeaux.
Yeah, no, for sure.
To sell the wine, yes.
Yeah, it definitely helps. So Sauvignon Gris, and there's no other white grape varieties.
Yes, it's possible for us to have Semillon,
yeah.
Sauvignon Blanc, of course, Muscadel. And maybe you can have a small part of other vines as Uniblanc and Colombard.
Colombard, yeah. Oh, that workhorse Colombard. Because they're Uniblanc and Colombard quite often used in cognac and Armagnac.
Yes, which they use in cognac, yes. Yeah, to make wine and lot of quantity of wine.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. But Colombard is normally considered a pretty much a workhorse.
It's not a problem of quality, it's just a problem of quantity. If you want to have good wines, even in white wines, you have to reduce harvest, you reduce... So for the Colombard, it's the same. It's not really a bad vine.
Isn't
it's
it?
Just you don't have to, you just have to look after and to have a small harvest.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, because in cognac, I think they crop really.
Yes,
highly.
They crop. Yes, to make cognac and to make their white wines.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that's Sauvignon Blanc, Semillon, Muscatel, Sauvignon Gris, Uni Blanc, and Colombard. So that's six white grape variety. I see that's something I knew didn't know. I thought there was only three in Bordeaux.
Maybe Semillon and Muscadel. I think it was old vines that people use to make sweet wines.
Sweet wines,
sweet
yeah.
wines. Sorry. So in this part of Bordeaux. I think they made sweet wine before.
Oh, okay.
Here, no more.
You don't make sweet wines?
No, no more.
You're not interested in that sort of...
No, it's not the area. I don't know if the area has changed of production, but here people no more make sweet wine.
You it's can not very find fashionable
Entre
as well.
De Mer, but not here.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Okay, and the other wine we tried was a rosé, a Cabernet Franc rosé, which, you know, quite a fan of Cabernet Franc, particularly the Loire Valley Cabernet Franc. Do you grow much Cabernet Franc here?
I have 1 hectare of Cabernet Franc.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes it's not easy to blend with other Cabernet Sauvignon, and with Merlot. So I decided to separate this vine and to make one cuvée in this parcel, with this vintage. And this vine.
As rosé. Have you ever thought about using Cabernet Franc as a single varietal red?
I think you can find a lot of rosé made with Cabernet Franc, as in Loire Valley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe I think about that, making my rosé with Cabernet Franc.
You do get red wines that are Cabernet Franc, you know,
yes,
like Bugay,
yes, we can, but it's not easy for me to add this small part in another cuvée, so I decided to separate.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, but
separate.
You can, it's possible to have good red wines with Cabernet Franc, of course, but it's not my choice.
Okay. Just looking at where you are, more detail, and the soils, etc., what sort of soils are you on?
Soils, I have clay, limestone.
Clay and limestone, yeah.
For the part, the hillside part. And something more rich in the other part, in front of the river, near the river.
Sandy it's, clay or?
It's clay.
Is it clay?
Yeah.
A lot of clay.
Yeah.
And how do you find that, the clay? Drain all right?
For red wines, I think it's good. Because they are more more full-bodied wine.
Yeah. I always find that with clay. A lot of people get a bit, you know, go, oh, clay is not a great soil. But you do get a richness from clay that you don't get from, say,
richness,
sand and limestone.
Yes, and I'm here since 10 years. And you can have rain, you can have sun, you can have everything. The quality is always the same.
Really?
Yes. In this part, if too much sunny, the vine is a bit suffering. But in this part of vineyard, I think the most stable equivalent quality.
Okay. Yeah. Is that because the thing about clay that I worry about, particularly in a maritime climate like Bordeaux, is it rains a lot and clay does turn to mud.
Yes, but the soil is... is always like that. And when it's too sunny, the freshness is inside.
Yeah.
You have always freshness. And when you have water on the soil is used to have water. So the vine is good here.
Yeah, it doesn't mind it. Okay, and you're down by the river as well, aren't you? Which river is it? It's the...
La Dordogne.
The Dordogne, yeah. I always get confused between Gironde and the Dordogne.
But you have Dordogne and Garonne, and they make...
The Gironde, yeah. Yeah, no matter how many times I look at the maps and I go, yep, that's the Dordogne, that's the Garonne, that's the Gironde. I always just in and out, just cannot remember.
Yes, but we are in the right bank. It's you have to say, to know that, and that's all.
Yeah.
Right bank, good.
Is there a way to remember it? Dordogne, right bank, Dordogne? No, it's not going to go in there, I don't think. I always have to look at it and try and remember it. Okay, what other wines do you make here?
I have also four sorts of red.
Mm-hmm. Is red your main production, though?
It's my main production, yes. I produce four different reds from Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, and one with a blend of Malbec and Merlot.
Oh, Malbec.
It's a new cuvée I will have this year.
Yeah, I've noticed a bit of Malbec starting to come
Malbec,
out.
It's the same. People stop to plant Malbec. But before, we have a lot of Malbec here. They start to replant with something different. Because Malbec is the same as these vines that produce a lot. And when they produce a lot of juice, they are not really good. So if you have a small harvest, small quantity of berries with this vintage Malbec, it's really good things you can...
And it ripens okay?
Yes.
Because in the old days, before phylloxera...
Right.
There was a lot of Malbec, and then phylloxera came, and a lot of Cabernet Sauvignon got replanted where the Malbec was. Is that because of it's? I've been talking to a few people, and they've been saying the climate's getting warmer and warmer in Bordeaux. Malbec needs a bit more heat than Merlot does. So, is it related to that, or why did you choose Malbec?
I use Malbec just because it's another vines. And another type of wine, just to have something different in my range of red. But it's different to grow and hard. Sometimes Malbec and Cabernet Sauvignon also, they are very hard to grow. They are very sensitive to diseases.
Yeah.
So it's maybe that's the reason why people stop to plant this kind of vines, because they are very sensible.
They're very sensitive. Okay. All right. And what about ripeness? Do you find your Malbec gets nice and ripe?
Ah, yes. For Malbec, you have to wait. As for Cabernet Sauvignon, you have to wait more than for Merlot.
And then the longer you wait, the more chance of rain. So yes. The bigger your chance of disease. So.
Yeah. So that's why you really have to have small quantities in your vine, because it's more easy to keep it good where not a lot of berries in vines. So.
And because you've got a lot of clay, that's quite a cool soil. Do you find that it doesn't help? You know, like if you go to the left bank, it's gravel, so it's warmer and everything's a little bit warmer.
But we do with our soils. It's not easy every day, but...
Do you do your own winemaking?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, how you find that?
It's hard, but people help me, and each year I learn more and I do different things, and I try different things. That's why I try to have a new cuvée, not every day, not every year, because it's too much work. But I try to try something different with different vines, with different. Way of vinification. I try different things every year.
Yep. And the last thing is your bottles have a unicorn on them, and some of them, those unicorns have got wings and everything. What's the story there?
It's just that I really like horses, and I ride a lot when I was young. I stopped because it's difficult to be a winemaker and to have horses, so I put unicorns on each label of my range.
Lovely. All right then, Florence, I think we'll wrap it up there.
Thank you.
Thank you.